Are we bearded? Check. Do we have backyards? Check. Do we like to banter? Check. This is Backyard Bearded Banter.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been crazy. I feel like it's been forever since we've been on here. What, it's been like a year or something like that?
Yeah, it's been a year. I know we both have had some changes in our lives going on and stuff. It's been crazy. I've moved a few states away from Iowa now, and...
Yeah, and I'm still, as you would say, in the communist state of Illinois.
Yes, but, yes, definitely communist.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I have another son since we stopped doing this last. So, you know, I've been sleeping less.
Yeah.
No, it's great, though. You know, like all that cheesy junk that you hear about, you know, like being parents, like it's all true, man. Like it really is.
Yeah, I know. It's we would like to have kids eventually down the road. So it'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like right now you get to be uncle, right? I mean,
yep, exactly.
What, five kids now?
Holy like cow. That? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. 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 So it's all good, man. Those are not all my kids, for the record. I only have two of those five.
So. Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, we moved up to Michigan in the big Detroit metro area here. You know, bought a house here in this area. So we can be able to kind of put our roots down and making our own little urban homestead here, you know, doing all the crazy things, especially with the economy, you know, buying chickens for our backyard. And
I was going to say, yeah, that's the one thing my 3-year-old loves. He loves FaceTiming and saying the chickens, looking at the chickens.
Yep. All the box.
About 3 days. Yeah, yeah. He spends about 3 days telling me about the birdies. The birdies.
The birdies. Yeah.
Right. It's like, yeah, I know. There's birdies. we're not getting birdies, buddy.
Aw. Especially not chickens. But why not, Dad?
No, thank you. I'm good. I don't need the birdies. I will pay the inflation prices.
See, but fresh butt nuggets from the backyard are just so good. Like, they're so much tastier.
So I don't know about tastier. I couldn't tell you that, but what I can tell you, I'm sure by the time those chickens start paying for themselves, it'll be a little ways down the road. So, you know, I'm good with paying those inflation prices, and hopefully they come down, you know. But I mean, being in Illinois, that's
I was going to say there's always inflation just because of communism.
I mean, probably wouldn't have gone with communism, but I would have went with, you know, the minimum wage being $13 an hour's inflation. But
minimum wage laws, all they do is cause inflation.
Well, yeah, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so we will be skipping the chickens for now, anyway.
Yeah.
We got two dogs, and that's plenty. We tried fish for a little bit. We killed them all very quickly.
See, we want some fish. My wife wants glowfish, though, so that's... I mean, they're pretty, but I don't know. I want just regular fish.
Yeah, well, because you're the kind of person who wants to be able to put your fishing line in the fish tank.
I want a pet bass.
Yeah. His name is Largemouth.
Or Smallmouth. I'm not discriminatory. Or Smallmouth. I'm not discriminatory.
Okay. Yeah. Your name is Fish Chick.
or a pet salmon. That also looks pretty good.
Your salmon named Sushi.
Since we last recorded, there's been some crazy stuff going on just in the world in general.
God, dude. The world is a crazy place to live in.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's just... It's insane. Like, from we went from having Trump as president to now Sleepy Joe Biden, unfortunately.
I mean, so here's the deal. And we talked about this before, because we talked a lot during the elections. Neither option was great, right? So if you're going to choose, like, it really was choosing the best of two bad options. Now, we both publicly said that we did not vote for either of the candidates, Trump or Joe Biden. And look, like, you got, there's so much with all of it, but it just is, man, there's just not been a good option. Like, there's, I think if you're going all the way back through, I don't know, since before I could vote, I don't think there's ever been a good option. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know that we've had a good option in years. That's the thing, is, like, you know, there's so many times, and the problem is people do this lesser of two evil voting, and the problem with the lesser of two evils is still evil. Why don't we do the best person for the job? And I mean, there's so many things nowadays that we don't do the best person of the job because we're so worried about all of these quotas that people are trying to reach of, oh, I've got to have this amount of this ethnicity, and I've got to have this amount of this race and this gender and this blah.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily disagree, but what I'll say is that there's also, like, here's the thing, like, when you're bringing people to the table, you want to have as many thoughts as possible, right? What you want is you want a diversity of thought, not a diversity of not necessarily diversity as we traditionally define it, you know?
Right. The now, thing is sometimes is what I will say.
With the caveat, I'm going to finish that, sorry. With the caveat of, like, the diversity of thought, sometimes you have to bring people in from different cultural and ethnic backgrounds in order to be able to kind of round off that diversity of thought. But here's the issue with that, is that they're not looking at diversity of thought, and instead of just looking at diversity in a very traditional way, that we need one person of this ethnicity, we need one woman, we need one man, we need one gay man, one gay woman, one, and that's not what you should be doing. You should be going, okay, this person has a, you know, this person is from I don't know, the communist state of Illinois, right? They're going to have this cultural background, this understanding that we don't have at this table, right? And again, you get that sometimes with culture, but it shouldn't be solely based on your culture or your ethnicity.
Right, exactly. Because the thing is also, like, okay, someone who grew up in the country, it doesn't matter what, you know, their necessary ethnicity is. They can think the same as somebody who's the different ethnicity than them because they grew up in the same region. That's the thing is you got to have diversity of thought versus, you know, just focusing on that.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, I think that's what we're missing right now. Especially in the U.S., we don't have diversity of thought. We have what we have: Democrat and Republican thought, and that's it. Like, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all it is in American politics. I should say, I should clarify that.
Right.
Right. So in American politics, you don't have, okay, you know what? I tend to lean Republican, but on this side, I actually, on this particular dance, I lean more towards the Democratic thought. Or you don't have those kind of gives and takes. Instead, you have the good guys and the bad guys, and that's so dangerous.
Yep, that's very, very dangerous. It's insane, like, just to think, you know, with that, especially with it, you're talking nowadays, people with this left-right thing of, oh, well, if you're right wing, you're this crazy lunatic. Well, if you're left wing, you're this crazy lunatic, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's one of those things that nobody wants to just be central. And the thing is the ones who are actually center are not even really truly center anymore. Like, our political paradigm has shifted so far apart. Like, it's just insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So even those who are centered, like, so one of the interesting things, and I think we talked about this, gosh, in one of our previous podcasts, and I don't remember how far ago, but of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden tends to be more of a center-leaning Democratic candidate or person, rather. To where, like, what's interesting is I think what you've seen, especially, I think you've seen everyone kind of shift left universally, quote unquote left, right? So that's what makes like your libertarians and the people who are, again, on the political sphere, super far leaning right, like seem so nuts. And that's what I think makes maybe the people who lean extremely left seem a little less nuts, because most of our media, most of our political figures have shifted left. At least a little bit, over some degree, right? Now, I know people are going to argue and say, well, Trump never leaned left, or... Yeah, no. At one point in time, Trump was a Democrat. Like, be quiet.
He was considered a blue dog Democrat. Like, he was on that, you know, line of could be Republican, could be Democrat, but identifies as a Democrat because of X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that just kind of shows you how far, like, how left things have gotten, like, and how things have kind of shifted, right? Because at one point in time, Trump was considered a Democrat, and now he's a staunchy Republican.
Yeah.
Staunchy, excuse me.
Yeah.
I speak for a living. Goodness.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, mark your calendar.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of Trump, what do you think about all of this indictment stuff?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. I have no thoughts on it. No, so here's the deal. And this is kind of where I think I don't really know. I'm not super well informed about it, but I've seen kind of the reactions from both sides, right? So I've seen people react in this way that essentially in this way where they're saying Trump is infallible. Trump can't do any wrong. This is all a big witch hunt. This is all because he plans on running in 2024 and there's no other reason. And I've seen people say Trump is guilty of sin. There's no way that he's not guilty. He's clearly done all these things. And in all honesty, I think the truth, as we've pretty much said already, lies somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And the thing is, My whole opinion with some of it is if you look at some of the charges he's trying to bring, like they're trying to bring the assistant attorney general there in New York, a lot of them are business fraud taxes. You're telling me that Obama doesn't have business fraud things somewhere in his things, business record issues? You're telling me Biden doesn't have business issues in his records? I mean, the thing the whole sensitive document thing backfired on them when he tried to pull up these sensitive documents, and the sensitive documents, then it comes to find out, Sleepy Joe has them hidden in his locked garage. They were with his Corvette. Are you kidding me?
Oh, see, I hadn't seen that one. I saw something about having sensitive documents in like a library. The office he rented from a library.
Yeah, there was the ones in the library, but he also come to find out in one of his houses had documents in the garage where his Corvette was kept, because in the press interview he kept enamoring about his Corvette, how his Corvette was securely locked up. So these documents were securely locked up.
I hadn't heard that, and I do think there's a possibility that the whole Mar-a-Lago thing backfired, but here's the deal, and this is kind of where I'm at. Like, the president has so much confidential information that, like, even if they do walk away with some, like, are we really gonna try and monitor every inch of, like, every little thing they have? Because I'm telling you what, the president knows a heck of a lot more than any other normal U.S. citizen would about national security and all that good stuff, right? The information a former president has is astronomical and could easily be I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm stumbling over my words here, but my point is that there's so much information they have, like a few documents in their homes. Like it depends. I guess it really depends on what it is, but I don't know. Like to me, it seems like we have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I agree with that to a point. The thing is if you're going to have all of these rules about handling of documentation, you should follow them. However, if you have that clearance to start out with, why does the clearance need to change if it's stuff you already had knowledge on? What is the thing, you know, you're already bound by, you know, your service and all of everything, you know, Secret Service is always with the former presidents as well. There's no way that, you know, if you already had that information, why would it be a big deal for you to still have it? The same thing is if you're going to, you know, come after somebody for it, you better make sure your closet's clean as well.
Yeah. So your biggest issue here is the hypocrisy and not necessarily the
documents themselves.
Right. Yeah. Your issue is that you got to make sure that you don't have those sitting in your Corvette, apparently.
Right.
If you're going to call somebody else on having them in their house.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Have you seen next year? There's going to be a solar eclipse going over the U.S. again, 1 year from actually today. I just saw it on.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of going over the eastern half of the U.S. Okay. It's kind of going starting up in the New York area, kind of going straight down around through Texas over in southern states. You have like Oklahoma, you've got looks like it's going to go over parts of Missouri, southern Illinois, a little bit of the southern thumb of Michigan. The last time I was it's funny, so the last big solar eclipse, we were living in Nebraska and it was the optimal viewing spot for it, and we were of course not home. We were here in Michigan visiting family. So hopefully this one I'll be able to actually see.
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know, man. It all depend on where I'm at that point in time, you know. I don't know that. Who knows? I don't know if I'll be here or you know, maybe on vacation. Who knows? Maybe I'll move by then. I don't know. Nobody ever knows where they're going to be in a year, right?
Exactly.
Not to ADD and go back to something real quick, but I did just want to comment one more thing on the Trump indictment.
Yeah.
Before we move on. The solar eclipse thing is cool, but I want to come back. We'll come back to that in just a second.
Yeah.
So my only issue, right, with the whole Trump indictment thing, and I want to get your thought on this. And I was reading this and I was like, what in the world is wrong with people? There was a Georgia representative, just gives me her last name is Green, and she compared Trump to Nelson Mandela and Jesus.
Probably Marjorie Taylor Greene, I would assume. Let's see. Yes, I'm assuming that's who it is. She's a nutbag in the first place.
Being arrested today. GOP, Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested and then murdered by the Roman government. There have been many people throughout history that have been arrested and persecuted by radical, corrupt government. It's beginning today in New York City. I just can't believe it's happening, but I'll always support him. He's done nothing wrong.
Yeah, she... I don't know. She's been one of those Trumpers to begin with. She's kind of rode that Trump train from day one and stayed with him. So it's one of those things that like I said, she's kind of a nutbag to begin with. Like, I don't have much respect for her because she's definitely been on that, you know, Trump can do no wrong. Trump is our savior. Trump is our, clearly, I mean, just from her own words right there, she proves she has Trump derangement syndrome.
I like the way that's put. Here's the thing. And this is what drives me nuts. And this is one of those things that I will not get behind. No matter where you stand politically, stop seeing your person, your candidate, your whatever as the savior. Stop it.
Well, yeah.
I don't care if you're voting Libertarian, Republican, Green Party, Democrat, Bull Moose Party, history nerds.
Yep.
I don't care if you're voting I don't care if you're voting the Jesus Party. Stop seeing your political candidate as your savior. Stop seeing your political candidate as Jesus, because they're not. They're not. Yep. And all that's going to do, and all you're going to do is get somebody, build somebody up in your mind to ultimately fail, because they're a person just like you, and they're going to fail. They're going to fall short. And you know what? About the dumbest thing you can do is have them built up in your mind to be this end all be all.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the thing is, like, everybody messes up. It doesn't matter what you're doing in life. Like, people make mistakes. We're human. It's human nature to make mistakes. So the thing is it doesn't matter who you think is this amazing person. They're prone to mistakes just like you and I.
Right. Well, yeah, so that's a big part of it. And let me tell you, you know, we've said before, you know, I'm a pastor and I enjoy what I do. Jesus didn't make mistakes. Now, Jesus did, you know, oppose the Pharisees and the religious teachers. Jesus did a lot of those things, but his goal was not to create turmoil, not to create this infighting. Rather, his goal was to be the savior. His goal was literally meant, was beyond him. It was a goal given to him by God himself. And he said, here, like, go do this. Right. And Jesus said, okay. I mean, this is clearly not what actually happened. So read your Bibles. Subscribe to that. But my point is that, don't put these people on the same level as Jesus, because they're not. They're not God. They're going to fall. Jesus. Oh man. So like, yeah, just stop it. Stop doing that.
Yup. Yeah. No, the whole indictment thing, like, I will see how many of the charges actually stick. The thing is I don't know how many of them are going to stick, because I don't know that they want to open that Pandora's box of setting precedents for them to have things brought back onto them, because it's going to backfire. Because if you look, there's already Republican lawmakers who are in the process of trying to come after them for all of the lawsuits that they're bringing against Trump. Because I actually saw a video as I was scrolling through TikTok, which that's another thing I was going to bring up to you here in a second. I was scrolling through TikTok and there was a video it was an actual press conference of Joe Biden pretty much saying that, you know, they went after Trump to stop him from going for presidency next, you know, cycle, you know.
Yeah, which terrifies me a little bit. So I have a question for you, and I don't know if you know the answer to this. Are they, so I know most of the charges are in New York, right? Like, they're not federal charges.
No.
So, can they really do as many of these charges state and not do federal charges? Like, that's one thing I have no idea. I don't know if you looked into that or not.
So a lot of the charges, if you look at them, they're old charges. They're from like 2017. So the thing is I don't know if they're going to be able to get through a lot of them through, because that's all based on the statute of limitations. And a lot of the statute of limitations for New York State, I don't think a lot of these necessarily qualify for. So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to do all of these to make it equal up to a federal crime so they can process it federally. But the problem is they're so old and out of date, and they were actually, and the thing is if you look at it, they were done after he had gone to be the president, and because, you know, he took office in 2016, he had handed all of his business doings over to somebody else. So he wasn't even the one actually doing all of the business filings or anything like that at that time. So if you really look at it, how do they really have him on anything if there was somebody else in doing it while he was absent being the president?
Yeah. So what's really interesting, you said something else that kind of made me go, huh, that's kind of bonkers, is that they're doing it so he can't be president again, or he won't run for president again, which baffles me, because like the Trump supporters, all you're doing is igniting a fire under them. Like, they're going to make sure that he wins now. Like, you've done something stupid if you don't want him to be president again.
Right. Well, either that, or the other thing I can see them getting into is getting behind somebody like Ron DeSantis and from Florida. And
he's just going to pardon Trump.
Right. Who's just going to end up pardoning Trump. And Ron DeSantis is going to walk the floor with, you know, Joe Biden at that point, because you just riled up the Republican base even more so. And those who are now like, oh, look, you're doing this corrupt stuff, we don't want your party in charge. So you're going to stir up the people who are in all of these second part, or these third parties, as far as, you know, the libertarians. You're going to stir up the Green Party, the Tea Party, the, you know, all of these things. It's
all these people who would normally split the Republican vote are now going to jump on to like a Ron DeSantis because they're so opposed to the Democratic Party that they no longer care to have their own party even represented in the election, but rather would just join the Republican Party in defeats. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's gotcha. The whole thing is you're going to rile up a lot more of that base. And I mean, the whole thing is, the other thing that's going to rile people up as they do it, speaking of, is, you know, they say this whole, have you heard of this Restrict Act?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so this is some scary stuff. It's like the Digital Age Patriot Act, essentially, is the easiest way I like to explain it, which the Patriot Act, you know, took away a lot of our freedoms, and they really restricted a lot of things. So this is this supposed TikTok ban that they've been talking about, okay? But if you really look into it, it really doesn't have anything to do with TikTok. It's more of a government wanting to lock down on a lot of data and stuff in general, which is kind of funny. If you look, so like they're saying that TikTok is mining this data and giving it to the CCP. So they want to put this Restrict Act in to supposedly protect national security is their whole guise behind it. And what it is it would give them access to a lot of basic communications and things like that. It would allow them to ban a lot of I know what I'm trying to say. Private networks, VPNs.
Oh, gotcha. God, weird.
It would essentially allow them to ban VPNs because they would need to be able to access your router and stuff to be able to see some of the data traffic and all that stuff and where it's going. And let's see, I'm pulling up an article here to see what other things were in it as well. Yeah.
So I've heard the TikTok ban, right? And I've heard the mining your data and all that stuff. So here's the deal. And like with TikTok, I'll be open and honest. I do very little social media, right? If you've seen my Facebook page, I think the last time I posted something was probably a picture of my kids, probably. And so I'm that guy, right? I'm the guy that pops up once a year, posts a picture of my kids and says, aw, and then moves on, right?
Right.
I'm tagged in a lot more than I am, like, actually posting things. But the thing for me has always been that whether you like Facebook or not, it can be or the social media apps, they can be a good source of entertainment. They can be a good source of whatever. You just have to be careful with them. And I don't know. So TikTok is one of those ones that I got on the bandwagon for a little while. And then I realized, oh my gosh, this is eating so much of my time, right? It's eating into my study time. It's eating into my family time. And I'm just out. Like, I'm out. It's too much of a distraction for me.
Yep.
That's probably because I have such a, I already have ADD as it is.
Right.
Right. So, like, the fact that I can scroll past a video every 60 seconds might be great for my ADD, might be focusing on one thing, but it's also terrible for my ADD. All that to say, if TikTok really is doing, like, if they really are mining data, like, there really does need to be something that stops it. But why not just, and this is maybe you're going to answer, I don't know, why not just restrict TikTok from, like, put a code in the law that says if they want to continue to get U.S. customers, U.S. revenue, which you know they do, that they can't, they have to provide a U.S. TikTok, right? That doesn't have this capability of going back and mining data and stuff.
So the whole thing is when you really dig into it, that's the guise that they're kind of putting everything under, is that it's this okay. whole thing that they're trying to ban TikTok. But the problem is when you really look into the law itself, the language is so broad that essentially it could eventually attack, like, even the cryptocurrency market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the if you really look at it, the language is just so open and broad, because, like, the language, so here in this article, the bill's language is expansive in terms of technology it would apply to, including mobile networks, cloud-based distributed computing and data storage, payment applications, e-commerce technology, and such as online marketplaces and internet-enabled payment technology. So, yeah, so all of those are language that's in this bill that's super broad, essentially right. allowing them to lock down a lot of the internet and having this iron right. fist of control over the internet.
Yeah, which that scares me a little bit. The one thing that kind of is interesting to me, and that actually brings up, I was talking to somebody the other day and they were asking me if I'd seen this, like, proposal to do, like, a government cash app, right? Like,
it was all FedCoin.
Say what?
The FedCoin.
FedCoin? Is that what it's called?
I don't know if that's what it's necessarily called, but I've seen people jokingly call it that.
Okay. I was like, I have no idea. I really, like I said, I don't know much about that necessarily. But I've saw that, and that kind of terrified me just a little bit, because, like, one, you're essentially doing away with the open market and saying that even though we're a capitalist country, or should be a capitalist country, capitalist, not communist for the record, just to make sure that that's clear, capitalist country, essentially you're saying we don't care, we're going to take this over, right? This is not no longer capitalist, it's ours. And that's like, that terrifies me, because then the government essentially has access to everyone's cash. Everyone's money is the government's. Right. Yep. So essentially you're doing away with the banking system. You're doing away with the any cash apps, anything like that. You're doing away with them all, and everything goes to the government. So then you're so close. That's just one step away from essentially Marxism.
So what they're doing is they're
not
they're,
extreme. Let me say, just say that.
Right. No, I'm not in disagreement there, though. The thing is when you look at it, though, so the service is called FedNow. What they're saying it's designed to do is it's meant to solve the existing delays for clearing institutions. It will begin certifying its first participants at the beginning of, let's see. As soon as my computer cooperates here with me. So, participants, at the beginning of next month, the system will operate around the clock and provide immediate full access to funds. So, it's all with the Federal Reserve, and what they're doing, essentially, is they're saying that this system is going to be put in place to make, essentially, like, electronic fund transfers instant. So instead of, like, I go to pay my mortgage and it takes 3 days to come out of my bank account, they're saying this is supposed to be a modern instant payment solution and make it a fast, instant thing. But the scary part about that is that also means that the Federal Reserve has control of payments now. So if you're not paying in cash or by a physical check, which I might have to go to my bank and get some physical checks now. You think I'm joking. I'm being serious.
Oh, I know. I know you well enough.
But I'm going to have to start carrying more cash on me. Not that it's going to be useful if you look at the whole Russia BRICS and Chinese, Brazil, India, them talking about making their own and going to their own currency and not using the U.S. dollar anymore. But the thing is that's scary is that means the government could essentially turn off your money.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that I'm talking about. Like now I do think the bill, like from what I heard, and again, this is all like hearsay, right? That's why I just brought up to you. I'm sure you've been watching that like crazy, but
yeah.
Like the thing that I'd heard is essentially eventually down the road, the government wants to do away with all the cash apps, right? Do away with the PayPal, do away with all that and have it just be under this one app. Which again, like, don't get me wrong. I understand that people, like, I understand that the government, right, can do it better, whatever. Or they think they can do it better. That's right. What I'm saying. Like, don't come at me. Either way, if they can or can't, that's to be decided. But my point is, with the whole thing, is that if the government has instant access to all of your resources, right, the government. The government essentially holds your net assets, holds all of your money, holds everything you have. Essentially, the government owns everything you have. Right?
Right.
So that's where, again, like, I know I was made the extreme comment that, like, it's close to Marxism, and it's really not. Like, it's the thing is that it's one step away, though, where the government could.
If you follow it to the logical end of it, like, I mean, for instance, look at the Soviet Union. Where did they start and where did they end? Like, they didn't necessarily start as a constitutional republic like we are. However, they also didn't plan to end up this poor, you know, grief-stricken country because the government literally tries to control everything. And because right. They're trying to control everything, they're controlling too much and can control nothing.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I mean, you can't regulate every part of human life. You just can't. Because that's when you get into these situations to where people. That's where you get into the situations where people don't want to be part of that government anymore. So for instance, the best example of this, and this is what I can say is right now. So Illinois, right? And I know I poked fun at Illinois. If you're not in Chicago, it's really not too bad. And Chicago's a nice city to visit.
Visit.
I just don't necessarily agree with all of the I don't agree with everything Chicago does politically or like all of their Chicago's Chicago. But here's the thing. If you live in Illinois, you know you don't have a voice politically. If you live anywhere outside of Chicago, you do not have a political voice. And I know like you can say you do. You have the local government, which is true. That much is true. Still vote. Still do all that because you have a say in your local governments. But the issue is that for the governor, I can tell you every time a Democratic person runs and a Republican run for the governor race of Illinois, the Democrat's going to win because Chicago's going to vote them in.
Yep.
Because you're looking at the Chicago metro area as what, something like 5 million for the metro? I don't know. Can you
look
at
that? So the Chicago metro area is close to 10 million. It's like okay. 9 point something.
Yeah. So we'll call it 9.5 million, right? 9.5 million people. And of that, let's say 4 million, 5 million are voting Democrat. You can literally have half the city of Chicago disagree. And, well, no, excuse me. You could have a third of the a third of the city of Chicago disagree with the choice. And it's not going to matter. The rest of the state could vote exactly everybody for the one person. And two thirds of Chicago is going to beat the rest of the state. Like, I mean,
yep, so it's 9.5.
Say what?
9.5 million, essentially.
9.5, okay.
So, like, that's the thing
Illinois, do you know?
Let's see. Illinois population, 12.67.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Like, Chicago has, gosh, what is that? 9.5 divided by 12, that's every three people, there's one person in Illinois for every three people in Chicago, the rest of the state. Like,
right. Well, so if you look at Michigan as well, we have some of the same issues here. Because if you look at Detroit metro is 4.3 mil. And then if you look, you also have to add in Lansing,
and
Grand Rapids and all of those larger cities, which it's if you look at the map, you see the dots of blue on the large cities and then the rest is red because is very rural, you know, farming and hunting and fishing and that kind of, you know, country life versus, you know, the city, very blue Democrat.
Yeah. So, my point, the point that I was making is that like this is what you get when you have people who are overregulated. Right now in Illinois, there's a movement. I believe it's called New Illinois. And they're literally looking at seceding essentially from the city state of Chicago.
Yep.
Right. And I say the city state of Chicago because like Chicago and its metro is essentially its own state. Like it does its own thing. During the pandemic, when they were doing press conferences every day, they literally had the mayor of Chicago in the room with the governor, and the mayor of Chicago seemed to take more time than the governor did about things. So it was one of those things where it was just insane that like Chicago has such a voice. Now, where was the mayor of my little town in Southern Illinois?
Right. Yeah. Because
why was he?
Right. Well, that's the thing is he doesn't have enough people to be in the room is the problem was what they're seeing. And that,
right. Well, I don't disagree. But what my point is that like if what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? If it's good for Chicago, it should be good. Like you should be able to do it for the rest of the city or rest of the state. Excuse me. So like I say that because if the mayor of Chicago gets to sit in on these things, gets to be a vocal presence in these, so should my mayor. That's the whole point of representation, right?
Right, exactly.
My representative should be able to represent me in my area and not just Chicago. And see, that's where it gets crazy is that, we have the state representatives and whatnot, But even in Illinois, all the state rep, I would have to look it up, but like most of the state representatives are from Chicago, Springfield, Peoria.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, and I was actually talking with somebody the other day, and I said, you know what they need to do with a lot of these large metropolitan areas is break up them and not make them as these big chunks of districts are just the metropolitan areas. They need to make the metropolitan districts have to be split at least 50-50 with a rural district. Like, because the thing is then you're getting equal chances of getting somebody rural, or you're taking an equal chance of getting somebody from the city. So you're going to have a variety of opinions per district. So you're going to be able to vote for what is best within that district if you're going to do this whole districting thing.
Yeah, for sure. Like the one thing that's kind of crazy is you look up like an Illinois political map, right? You can literally see that of the landmass, I'll say, of Illinois, not the population, but the landmass of Illinois, it's something like 90, probably about 90% of the state is covered in red, right? And the rest of it is blue. But those blue areas are Chicago and the metro area of Chicago. So like you can't beat Chicago. Like you can't. It's like the state of New York trying to go up against New York City. Like,
yep.
And I'm sure the people in New York are like, you know what? New York City can be its own little thing. Like, we have, like, Washington, D.C. is its own, I don't know, its own state, area, whatever.
Not even technically a state district. Yep.
Right. So, like, make the district of Chicago. Make the district, like, these big cities. My point is, though, like, these big cities, right? And I can only speak for myself in Illinois because that's what I know right now, right? These big cities shouldn't have the power and say over all of these small towns. But yet, for instance, tax rates in my city are so high because Chicago decided that they wanted the state tax to be this.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, and because Chicago rules the whole thing, like, because what Chicago wants, Chicago gets. And I mean, even if you look in like California, you have so many large cities that are so populated.
You have like LA, you have San Fran, you have like the San Jose area, like all those areas are so populated that it's like nobody else gets a say. I'm sure if you look at a political map, really anywhere, you'll see your major metro areas, which, by the way, also have probably the highest rate of homelessness, also have probably the highest rate of folks on government subsidiaries, have those higher rates. And some of it is just, again, I acknowledge some of it's just population, right? But the point is that you have all these blue areas, and then it's like taking the voice away. And again, I do not vote one way or the other. I vote for the candidate, not the party. So with all that said, it doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me is having a voice, being able to be heard, and not necessarily like who gets the say. That's what's important.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the thing, is that's why I think we need to open our system up a lot more and give third parties a chance to actually be a part, is because we need more voices and more opinions so that we're not so divided down the middle. The problem is right now, you either think one way or the other. There's no, you know, whatever. And if you're somebody like me, you know, who is on the border of a, you know, anarchist libertarian, who I think we need as minimal amount of government as possible, people think I'm insane because I don't believe X or Z. You know, I don't believe that all the Republicans and blah, 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 or I don't believe all the Democrats and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so that's why I think two things. We've made this a really political podcast, so after this we should change subject onto something else maybe, but
I've got something for you.
Okay. But like, that's why I there's two things I want to end my thoughts on, right? The first one is I truly believe that when the president is sworn in, he should have to remove himself from his political party.
Yeah.
I believe I truly believe, and like, I understand that's, well, how does that work? Yeah, that's for smarter people than me to figure out. But what I'm saying, though, is that he should not be able to align himself with any party, because then you're not looking at what's best for the country. You're looking at what's best for your party.
Oh, exactly. Right? Well, and that's the thing is you shouldn't be voting on party lines. You should be voting on what's best for the country anyways. And that's the problem is we're so focused on party lines versus what is actually good for the people of this country.
Right. And the other thing that I think should happen is, and if you've seen Hamilton, I'm sure you've seen the reference to this, or if you've done any history, you'll know that what it used to be, the first, what, three or four presidents, was that the runner up of the race was your vice president.
Right.
It wasn't your chosen running mate. It wasn't anything like that. And I think you almost need to go back to that, because then that means other people will have a say. And I know, yep. Understand, then it's one of those things where you're like, okay, yeah, your runner-up's always going to be the opposite party. Well, good.
Well, yeah, because then you don't get this thing of the stroke of a pen, you know, because right. There's all of these executive orders that they think you can do without getting around the actual process of our country and going right. through Congress and all of the voting and everything.
Yeah.
They think, and that all started, you know, back, like, you look at Obama, he's the one who really kind of started that, you know, for the most part.
The one thing people cannot say about Obama is that he's not a smart guy.
Like, right.
Obama is brilliant. He found ways to essentially do government without the government.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I'm not saying that should be praised or like disheartened. All I'm saying is that he's a very smart guy and he found a way to do it. And again, I say all that, and I'm sorry if I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but I say all that for the simple fact that when you're looking at presidents, when you're looking at folks who are choosing what's best for the country, there's no opposition in their cabinet, right? It's they're not finding the best people for the job. Joe Biden brought in the somebody from South Bend to be the transportation secretary.
Pete Buttigieg.
The what?
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, not because he was the most qualified, but instead because he was a gay male.
Yep. Exactly. And
be the first openly gay person on the cabinet, right? Is that what it was?
Yes, something to that effect. And then that's when you look at the new press secretary. It's like the first openly gay black cabinet member or whatever. So it's not, right. And she's not, if you look at when she's talking to the press, she is not good at that job.
Yeah, so, and like, look, Trump had some clunkers, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
A few people who were really bad at it. And matter of fact, so here's my thing. Like, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, choose the best person for the job.
Yep,
choose
exactly. Diversity of
thought, not just diversity.
Yep. Okay, anyway, so.
All right, let's move on.
I've got something coming straight out of Florida. This is coming.
Okay, here we go.
This is coming from News 6 out of Orlando, Florida.
Florida man.
So, naked, greased-up Florida man accused of breaking into two homes and jumping into pool. Deputies believe subject was under the influence of unknown substances. This was April 7th of 23 here, so just a few days ago. A man was arrested Friday morning in DeBary. Allegedly, he broke into two homes, then tried to evade deputies by jumping into a swimming pool and onto a trampoline, all while naked, according to sheriff's officials. Deputies said they responded around 2 a.m. to reports of a burglary at a home on High Banks Road and encountered the suspect, identified as 34-year-old Blake Tokman. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office said Tokman smashed out a window to break into a home and then left and broke into another house. Deputies said they encountered Tokman at the second house. Body-worn camera video released by the sheriff's office shows Tokman running from the deputies, jumping in a pool, then climbing out of the pool and jumping onto a trampoline. The sheriff's office said it took four deputies to get custody of Tokman, who kicked and hit deputies once the deputy... one of the deputies was cut on the arm, officials said. In addition to being naked, the sheriff's office said Tokman was covered in wheel bearing grease, peppermint oil, and blood. They believed he may have been under the influence of an unknown substance or substances. They said it took three medical professionals to secure him on a stretcher and evaluation and treatment. Tokman faces charges of 2 counts of occupied burglary, 3 counts of battery on law enforcement officers, 2 counts of criminal mischief, and resisting arrest with violence.
I believe they forgot the public indecency charge. Oh my goodness. What do you even say to, like, it says, you know, in the article it says substance or substances. Yeah, I would definitely go with the substances one.
I saw that and I was like, he literally, to evade police, greased himself up, jumped into a pool, and then jumped onto the trampoline like, come get me, coppers. Squeal! Squeal! It's like, who's the greased pig now, piggies?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, jumping on a tramp, like, what was his thought? Like, if I just get to the roof or if I just get over the fence, like, and can you imagine being those deputies, like, come here, oh man, why do you gotta be naked? Why do you have to be naked?
Oh, I just got a pecker to the face.
On the official backyard bearded banter, we do not condone the worst. I'm just kidding.
We do not condone peckers to the face. No, not or at least not unwanted peckers to the face.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We keep your clothes on. Moral of the story. If you're going to do something stupid, I mean, look. If he's going to do something stupid, right? He had the right idea. If I'm just slippery enough, they won't be able to hold me down. But, like, where you went wrong is you jumped in the pool and decided to go for a nice jump on the trampoline. Like, oh my gosh. I don't, like, you know, this is kind of goes back to our Florida man moment days, right? Like, I tell you what, man, I know Florida has, like, laws that make all this public information a lot sooner, which is just great, because you hear the stupidest things out of Florida. Like, there's gotta be something in the water, but, ooh.
There are some crazy animals down there, and they just go in. The people who live there, and especially near the swamps and stuff, are just insane and have to be on insane amounts of drugs just to be able to deal with the crazy animals trying to eat them.
I'm sure. And then that's when you end up getting naked, rubbing grease on your body, jumping from the pool. Like, exactly. He woke up in the morning, he's like, where are my clothes, right? How did I get here? Oh man!
Man, they caught me.
You know that guy's mama's coming in. Boy, this is the third time this week you gotten arrested. Come on.
And naked this time. Why was you running down the street butt naked?
Yeah. Yes, they call him the street.
Oh, that's a reference that people won't necessarily all get, especially the younger generation.
Yeah. If If you not heard of Ray Stevens, look him up. He's a national treasure, man.
He's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, man.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, I think we're almost at our roughly about an hour here. So unless you have anything else you wanted to bring up and talk about.
No, I don't have anything I want to talk about. You know, next time we'll dive in to a few other things. You know, there's still the only thing I was going to bring up that we didn't get a really chance to talk about much was that the train derailment in Ohio.
Oh, but, yeah, we'll save that one because I've got some deep dive stuff. We might actually make that one almost a whole episode because I've got some stuff into like the EPA and stuff. So we'll actually next episode we'll look into more of that and talk about that for sure.
That's what I was going to say is that should definitely be something we want to look at into, you know, if you have any information on that, shoot us an email. Give me just 1 second here. Sorry. Our email is beardedbanterpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any information or links to it, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love to, see what information you're using, and see if you have anything, or if you're in the area at all, like let us know, because we want to know what, like, if there's any real life stories we can get to share.
That'd
be awesome.
I mean, if we have any listeners out there who are close to the area and want to even reach out to us and potentially let us know like their story of what's going on, we can definitely entertain that and talk to somebody. But we'll definitely dig deeper into that this next time. And we're going to, so starting back up here, we're going to try to release at least monthly if we have the ability to be able to get another one in there. We'll release them as we go. So just be looking in your podcast feed for those as they come through.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's exactly, like he said, we're going to try and do monthly. We'll probably try to get a few more in there, but our goal right now is not to set anything too big and just try to do one a month. So be watching these for our podcast, or these come out around the first week or so of the month, maybe the second week, we'll see. Yeah, if you have anything about the Ohio train derailment, or matter of fact, it seems like there's been a lot more derailments, so if you have any specifically derailments that have happened near you or around you, shoot us an email at beardedbanterpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I think that'll wrap it up here. I mean, for me, the, you know, local redneck here living out of the Detroit metro area, for, you know, our Bearded Banter, you know, I think we're going to just try to keep it more of this conversational, you know, look up the news and see where it takes us kind of flow and go from there.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, if there's anything you want us to talk about, shoot us an email. We're not going to do a ton of research in it, so if there's anything that you think we need to know, make sure you include it in your email, because otherwise we may not get it. So, but other than that, thanks for listening, and enjoy your day, week, month. Hopefully we'll be hearing from us again soon.
Thank you for joining our Bearded Banter.